The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, marketers and SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible, and this week we're going to discuss storytelling and SEO growth. Joining me today is Jessica Merring, who is the CEO of Horizon Peak Consulting, who specializes in helping technology companies create human content and campaigns to maximize conversation. Today, Jessica and I are going to discuss making SEO content stand out with storytelling.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay, here's my conversation with Jessica, the CEO of Horizon Peak Consulting. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been looking forward to this conversation.
Absolutely. So let's start with a little bit of background. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about Horizon Peak Consulting and what you all do in the SEO and content space.
Yeah, sure. So Horizon Peak has been around for over 10 years now. Oh my gosh, it's 11 years. It's 11 years now. I just realized.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a big number. I have been a copywriter and content strategist in the technology industry for my whole career, over 20 years, and left corporate 11 years ago to really give all of my focus to Horizon Peak Consulting. And we have been doing just that for the last 11 years. We have been helping technology companies from venture-backed startups all the way up to global enterprises create more human and high-performing editorial content and campaign copy.
Awesome. And when you take an approach to content, let's just talk about this a little bit. The approach to content creation has really changed quite a bit over the last, say, 2 years. And tell us a little bit about what you mean by that human-centric content and why that's important in our current world.
Yeah, absolutely. We have always had a humans before algorithm approach to content long before that was a thing. That was our approach. And it has always been our focus, but I feel like it is more important now than it has ever been with the rise of generative AI. And of course, we've all come face to face with how AI is affecting the world of SEO and copywriting and content marketing and really creating this tsunami of AI-generated content. And I feel like that was already beginning to happen before AI hit the scene, this focus on quantity over quality, algorithm over humans. It just got exacerbated in the last 2 years. It got exacerbated because it got a lot easier to just produce that quantity without the strategic thinking that has to go into putting humans first in your content. And when I talk about putting humans first in your content, I mean literally starting with your audience and knowing who they are on a human level, on a personal level. What is keeping them up at night? How are they describing their problems? And importantly, how are they describing their process for finding a solution to those problems? A lot of businesses are so quick to put out content and so quick to create campaigns without doing that upfront work of having the conversations with the audience and really hearing how they are describing their problems and their journeys.
No question. I think that's a great segue to our conversation today, because I think that's what automation has created is this lack of a real story, right? If everybody uses some AI or some cookie cutter template to build content, well, then everyone's content's going to sound the same, right? And I'm curious to get your perspective on what it really means to make SEO content with a storytelling lens. You know, I hear from a lot of SEOs and they're usually already programmatically thinking about what the approach is, right? What is the rule for this? How do you build X, Y, and Z? How do you create a product description and do it as quickly as possible? Or how do you write a guide and do it as seamless as you can? And I get a sense that really misses out on the opportunity to tell a genuine story. And I'd love to hear your point of view on that.
Yeah, I have so much to say on this. I have so much to say. And I want you to, like, don't let me forget. I want to circle back to your first point there, which is how so much content and copy is sounding the same, because this is a big part of my graduate studies. I'm actually just about to hold my master's degree in my hands in about 5 weeks.
Wow, congratulations. That's super exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, master's degree in communication. It's been a journey. And a lot of my studies have revolved around this. So don't let me forget to circle back to that if I, you know, go too far down the storytelling rabbit hole, which I can do. When we talk about storytelling and connecting with the audience, it really comes down to looking through a narrative lens. And I mean, we can go all the way back to our caveman days as human beings. Storytelling is how we have always communicated human to human. That has not changed. Even with automation and generative AI, we still communicate human to human through storytelling. And narrative is one piece of the storytelling puzzle. Storytelling can really be broken up into two elements, narrative and story. Narrative is the piece that I think a lot of businesses miss when they're in that hurry to produce quantity. And that is purpose, the presentation, how it's going to be structured, and then the who, the what, and the how of the content that you're creating. The hero, the goal, and the obstacles. This is the narrative. And then story is the other part of storytelling, and that is your beginning, middle, and end. It's the sequence of events leading to the resolution, culminating in the solution to a problem. But it's this narrative piece that I think if we can get back to, if we can start focusing on again in the world of content creation, we can have an outsized impact on how all of our strategies perform, SEO included.
And when you think about that human component, that this is something that's been a tradition of ours as humanity since the beginning of time, right? I'm wondering how we position ourselves in that today, right? Where so much has changed in the last 20 to 30 years in terms of how we communicate stories. I'm not just talking about the introduction of, say, the telephone and then that becoming a mobile device and then that becoming how we communicate in social networks or what we do today to buy products through the internet. But even now, more importantly, where answers have some tendency to be immediate. And a story requires there to be substance, to be background and information included in that. How are we as not only humans, but content contributors, content creators, marketers thinking about that background and its importance in the ecosystems that we work in.
Are we thinking about that enough? That is the question. I feel like that has really been lost in so many ways. And if we can just take a step back, communication has two components, transmission and reception. Speaking or writing being transmission, reception being listening. Listening and telling. Those are two components of communication. We focus so much on the telling. We forget that listening is part of communication as well. And when we're not listening, we're not actually in conversation with our audience. So I think it all comes back to bringing listening back to the forefront. That has to do with, again, getting to know your audience and really talking to them and understanding their problems, how they are describing their problems. This is so key. I actually use conversion copywriting in a lot of what I do. And the first thing you do as a conversion copywriter is talk to the audience, research the audience, get to know the audience and learn their language so you can use their language in the copy so they see themselves on the page. That is a lot of listening. And we're so in a rush to produce and we're so in a rush to transmit that we don't take that moment to listen to what the audience is saying that they need. And then that's where we come in as storytellers or content creators. When we understand who we're speaking to, that's our starting point. That's our beginning of the story. That's our entry point into conversation with them where they're at.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
And when it comes to the connection to SEO here, right? You know, I think that a big part of that pace that we're working towards is because, you know, there's this demand on traffic and traffic leads to conversions. And so the faster we get this up, the more likely we are to be successful. And that pressure, that demand creates this, I think, missed opportunity for us to tell the best possible story. And so for our episode, we want to really talk about what makes things stand out. What in storytelling helps our websites and our experiences truly stand out? And in your experience, what are some of the steps, what are some of the processes that we should be thinking about to help us get to that place where our content is standing out and performing?
You know, one of the steps that I take with my client, with my clientele, may answer that question. I do what's called a narrative plan. For most of the editorial content and a lot of the campaign copy that I and my firm produce, we do what's called a narrative plan, which is this, it's just a step up front where we are, again, getting to know the audience, really getting in their heads, understanding their language, their vocabulary, and then thinking through, okay, what does this audience need to hear in order to do, believe, or feel something by the end of this content? So we start there with the audience and we map out just a one paragraph narrative that we are going to use to guide our writing with this content. It can be, you know, 3-4 sentences, but it's addressing this is where the audience is. This is their mindset. This is where we are coming in and meeting them. This is what they need to hear in order to, you know, change their behavior or take an action or shift a mindset. And then this is where we need to take them in order to take that next step. So when you're thinking about SEO content and traffic leading to conversions, I wonder how much of that is true anymore. Certainly SEO affects traffic. This is why SEO exists, to get traffic to a website, right? And it still very much does that. But then once the visitor is on the website, if they're not getting what they need on that page, what do? They bounce. They don't take that next action. And it's that next action that leads to true conversion, real revenue. So when we're thinking from an SEO standpoint, you get somebody to the page. Now the page has to do its job. The visitor has to feel like they are in the right place. They are understood. And there's something that hooks them right off the bat that makes them say, "Ooh, okay, there's something here for me." And that's where that narrative really does its job, is we're connecting on that human level. Again, if you're using my process, it's using their own language so they see themselves on the page, and really taking them by the hand to that next step they need to take to solve their problem.
You touched on something there that I think is really interesting. And when we talk to content experts and dive deeper beyond the words and texts that are written, the big question that always comes up is the experience. What's the whole experience that a user, reader, consumer, buyer, potential prospect, whatever you want to label that individual behind the screen as, like, what are they going through? What are they going through to truly consume the story? And when you think about the experience, what aspects of that help connect to a story for it to really stand out?
Yeah, I think we need to look at something, it's a theory called the theory of planned behavior. I just refreshed my memory on this recently. It's very top of mind for me. So a lot of content is strictly informational. It is there to answer a specific question. That's all well and good. That's not enough to keep today's audience on the page and taking action a lot of the time. The theory of planned behavior posits that humans need more than sheer information in order to change behavior. Attitude, you know, what we believe about the world, what we believe about what we're reading, consuming, normative beliefs, and that would be what we think other people expect of us. And then control. How much control do we really feel that we have over this situation? Those three elements need to be addressed in order to change behavior. So if we simply go beyond information and we start talking through attitude, normative beliefs, and how much control that visitor has to solve their problem, then we start to really engage.
That's super powerful. I think that's the interesting connection between great content, great experience, and delivering an outcome to the person behind that keyboard that really, you know, resonates and drives the, not just the action, but the value that they're looking for, not only in the story, but also in the whole experience that comes with it. I want to close this episode out with a really interesting question that will likely segue into our next topic around SEO growth goals. But what are some of the most common, you know, pitfalls that SEOs and content writers should avoid and prevent themselves from falling into when it comes to incorporating a true storytelling approach to content?
I think when we're talking about SEO, a lot of content creators think keyword first. So you get the list of keywords and then you figure out, okay, how do I write around these keywords? And we need to flip that. We need to think audience first. What does the audience need to hear? Then topic. Then after you've written your first draft, hopefully with that narrative plan up front, so you know exactly what the purpose is, what the audience needs to do, feel, and believe by the end of it, who's the hero, what's their goal, what are the obstacles in the way. And then, only then, do you look at your keywords and think, okay, how can I organically work these in?
So real quick, Jessica, with respect to these areas to avoid, what's a quick little checklist here for our listeners, our SEOs, and our content writers to take home with in terms of how to leverage storytelling?
Yeah. So when it comes to SEO, it's not just keyword first, that we need to think first in narrative. That is the purpose, the audience, how it's structured, and the who, the why, the how, the hero, the goal, and the obstacle, really thinking about the narrative that you're creating on the page. And then if you're going off of a creative brief, there's a little bit of a shift in mindset that needs to happen. It's about creating human connection. It's not just about making sure the keywords are on the page. That, of course, is important, but thinking first in human connection. How can I really connect with the person who is reading this page right now? What is it that they need? And how do we get them there?
Okay, that wraps up this episode of the Voices Search Podcast. Thank you to Jessica Mehring, CEO of Horizon Peak Consulting, for joining us. In part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow, Jessica and I are going to discuss achieving your SEO goals. If you can't wait until our next episode and would like to learn more about Jessica, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit her company website, horizonpeakconsulting.com.
Okay, thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.